Sif and Shin Lama Dalet. We do Sif Yud Zayin. We do not do the Mishabura and Sif Yud Zayin yet. So we're looking at Mishabura Sif Katan Mem Zayin. Okay, see, we're starting this year now, please.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Welcome.
Okay. So we said, some said we're allowed to take this diskia, which is like a leather pouch with money in it, and you're allowed to move it by putting a kikar on top. And then we're going to say that, well, even though you're carrying the diskia, so we're putting two kulas over here. One, we're making this halachic fiction that the purpose over here is the kikar, not the diskia. And number two, we're actually carrying the diskia, not the kikar. Right? So that's two kulas, because normally there is a halacha that even though we require near, and in this area where near is not possible, we don't require near. So if you'd have a table which has muksa on it, and your purpose is to move the table, so we say, shake off the muksa first. You can't shake off the muksa. The muksa will break if you do so. You know what? You're not mukhiv to shake off the muksa in that situation. And then you're allowed to move the table, even though the muksa is on it. So you're moving, you're holding the table, and the muksa is coming along for the ride. Right? And your purpose is the table. If your purpose is the muksa, that's not mutter. But here, we're going to say that I'm moving the diskia, and the kikar is coming along for the ride. And I'm saying it's as if I'm moving the kikar, and the diskia is coming along for the ride. And my purpose is the kikar, not the diskia. The reality is my purpose is the diskia, and I'm moving the diskia directly. We're going to deal as if I'm moving the kikar and the diskia is coming along for the ride. And my purpose is the kikar, not the diskia. So that's two kulas. And so by a case of mace, we rely on that. So we have a mace lying there. We need to move it. We put a kikar on top of the mace. And we carry the mace through the kikar. So you're holding the mace, not the kikar. So that's both the same. We have both of these kulas. We're making the fiction that your goal is the kikar, as if you're moving the kikar directly and the mace is just coming along.
There was a fire and
right. So now, we're saying that some extend the heter that we find by mace to the case of diskia moli mos. You're allowed to put it on Shabbos to use that as a way to be matzah. Even though the money is more valuable than the item that you're putting there, we should have argued without this kula that the primary purpose is not the other item; it's the money. There's no heter to move something which is muksa by putting a heter on it and moving it that way. We only remater that idea of kikar or tinnik for the scenario of saving the mace. Okay? So because of the fact that this the delayka would make him lose all of his money, that's a significant loss. They were mako, and we had before some one opinion said you're allowed to, even without the kikar or tinnik, you're allowed to move the money. Okay, now we said over here that this heter is into a mavi. I just want to clarify. Zev pointed out to me that I read the language of the Shulchan Aruch incorrectly yesterday. So let's read the language of the Shulchan Aruch again. So we said that you can carry. We're going to be matter the muksa issue with the kikar or the tinnik. But where are you allowed to carry it to? You're allowed to carry it to Rishus Yachid. Avolo the chato shenam urevis. I'm skipping the parentheses. You cannot take it to a chotzer which doesn't have an eruv. Or ulamavi shalinishtatuba. You cannot carry it to a mavi which doesn't have shituf. In other words, the word lo is modifying both cases, not to the chotzer shenam urevis, and not to a mavi which is not nishtatuf. Which means, so the houses would open up into a courtyard, that's a chotzer, and then multiple courtyards with their houses would open up into this alley, and the would go, they would go out through the alley into the main road, main roads, into the Rishas Arab. So each chatzar would join together, and that's Aruvi Chatzeris, and that's done by the members of that Erev joining together into a loaf of bread, or each one contributing a roll, etc. Then that allows the people to carry it within their own chatzar. They're not allowed to carry in the mavui until they do sheet of mavuas. They join together, all the various chatzaris join together in this one mavui. They do that through sheet of mavuas, which is they own a container of wine together. So that's called sheetuf. They're coming shutrim, they're coming partners. So to a mavui where there is no sheetuf, you can't carry. And then furthermore, we said it's only mutter if the mavui has three mechitzas and it has a lechi. So besides the issue of joining together, it has to be an enclosed area. So what do you need? You need three walls. So basically each chatzar would open into the mavi, but there were walls around it. So the mavi has walls, and then it opens up at the one end, it opens up the shizram, but there's no wall there. So there's three mechitzas. So the way you would enclose it is with a lechi. You'd put a pole there. Below lechi, if there's no lechi there, so that is an area which you may not carry. Halachically, it's considered an area of the rabbin. Now, I mean, a raisa, like the vast, most rishonim, I mean, a raisa, three mechitzas makes it a rishas hayachid, the raisa. I mean, a raisa, you'd be allowed to carry in that area. The Chazal said it's also, just like Chazal said, a karmelis is also to carry. Midaraisa Karmelis is not a Rishas Rabbim, and you're allowed to carry their Midaraisa, because Al said it's not a, so a Karmelis is an open, one of the definitions of examples of a Karmelis is an open area which is not enclosed, not a Rishas Yoch, not a Rishas Rabbim, it's not made for Hiluch of the Rabbim, so it's not a Rishas, but it's not a Rishas Yoch, because it's not enclosed. So three walls, Midarabonin has a different Karmelis. So what you would do is you'd put a pole there at the end, and the pole counts as if there was a whole fourth wall. That's sufficient, just one pole at the side, and there's a shear how big it has to be. So you don't need a source of Pesach, which we use to enclose there, which is two poles with something across the top. You just need a pole, one standing over there on the side. Then it's mutter. Now, okay. Okay. Sefer Ches. Kosu Mishema Goyim. So they write over the name of, now the Shulchan Aruch is quoting that one of the Rishonim writes in the name of the Gaon. It doesn't say which Gaon it is. The Beragala points out this is a Shibroli Halekit, that says over the name of the Gaon, which means he had a Masar with one of the Gaonim said, Shemutu Lormer Lehani Yehudi Lahatzel Swar Minataleka Filo Derech Shazarabin. So we're Matur to carry to Chatzar Shenem Rebbes, so you're carrying Svorim are mutter to Chatzar Shenem Rebbes, even though it's in the Rabbanon. And Mir Lakum is in the Rabbanon. So it's Mir Lakum Anam Malacha Deraisa, but the Mira is in the Rabbanon. They were matter in a situation of the saving Svorim from the Leika. They were matter Mir Lakum Anam Deraisa to save the Svorim.
What tell a goy to take them out from the Rishas?
Right. So Memtes Mutter Loimer, the Shus Tamir Elena Yehudi, this Isidur Bonon, which we have, that you may not ask a Goy to do Malacha, which is an Isidur Bonon, Shori is going to be permitted, Midnei Bizoyan Kisvei Kodesh, to prevent the Bizoyan, which would happen by Kisvei Kodesh, is going to be burnt. Rav Gemoris and Shori Swarm, Havi Bakal Zen, it applies not only to the Tanakh, but any Swarm which we have, any holy Swarm, Gemoras, etc. Okay. Your test. Kol mashem mutal lahatzam in yad leikam mutal lahatzam imayim amishar devarim ha'ma'abdin. This heter isn't only specifically by the leika. If there be a situation of a flood, etc., which is would be the same results, it's destroying everything, you'll be allowed to be matzah. Whatever you're allowed to be matzah, be the food, be the money, be the swarm, etc., the same rules.
Is the chum also?
I think so. Right.
That's the chiddush, because there's no chashash even to put out the flood.
Right, I hear that. I mean, we said also, I mean, we did say before that there was another chashash you're going to end up carrying for Sarab, and there are other chashashes besides. Right. The pashas, it has to be, it's referring to something which is a sudden type of a danger. So the people react irrationally in that situation. Okay. Sivchov. So what about the following situation? Hagulyonim shilamala v'shilamata v'shibein parsha l'parsha v'shibein daf l'daf shvitchilas ha-sefer shvitsof ha-sefer. So you have in your a sefer Torah. There's an empty space on top and the bottom between the columns, the beginning of the sefer, end of the sefer, between each sefer. That got cut out, and now it's by itself. It's no longer part of the sefer Torah. So there's no din of being matzalit. Mishabura Sukkot Nun. Hagliyadim Shenetuchim in a sefer, they were cut out of the sefer. Or, Shenipcha Kasefer will nishtar ba peheosius. We already had before in a case where the sefer was, all of the words were erased, it became illegible. And there's not even, we said that the definition of remaining with the Dida Kedusha of a sefer is that it has 85 letters. You don't even have that. Now, but you have you're left with, it's no longer a sefer, but you have the cloth, so maybe you should be matzel the cloth. The cloth was that's like, so now we're just discussing the status of the goyarnas, of the cloth itself. So the loch is, you're not matzel. The shub ozale kedushte shel haklaf. So therefore, all of the cloth is no longer, doesn't have the kedusha anymore.
What happened?
Because of Maran B'tshuva, the sefer Torah was worn out to the point that it's illegible. There's not even 85 letters left which are legible, so it's no longer, it does not have a kedusha sefer Torah anymore. So the status of the cloth is downgraded, that you cannot be matzalit on Shabbos from a deleika.
Thank you.
Kasim Maram B'tshuva. The Maram writes in the Tshuva, the Maram, I'm assuming it means the Rami Rutenberg, Shari Tekona B'cheirim Shalakatzitz Gilyon Sefer Afilu Kadei Litubullah. So you have a Gilyon of the Sefer, you want to cut it off to use it for writing on. Since it was designated to be part of the sefer, as long as the sefer is there, there is a kedusha which is on the gilyon itself. You're not allowed to take it off, use it for another purpose. Umasas Binyamin, Simon Kuv, Herik, Al Gayanim Shal Aswarim. So he wrote a long tshuva discussing the following issue. Shakoshim Aswarim, Chaitkinoi Sonam Ashlichim. That when they're binding the swarim, they would cut off from the extra gillion, they would cut it off. Well, according to this, how are you able to do that? Once you wrote on it, so it gets a kedusha on it. So now, when you're binding it together, so how can you cut it out? So Yivatam, the Masas B'Yamin explains Kivin Shenogu Kach, since however that started, we don't know. But once it started, and this is what is to be expected, it is as if when you wrote on the cloth, you were understanding that some of it's going to be cut off. So you never put a kedusha on that part of the cloth, as if you made a tanai. Havikilu hisnu alei mitkilo. It's as if you put a before you wrote in it, you designated that part of it is not to be part of the sefer, so that doesn't get a kedusha in that situation. Ayin simen kufan dalad sifches. That, that if, however, it was you did, to take it and use it. What he says over there was that the problem was that they would take old Sorim. They would, when you bind, one of the things that they do on the actual spine to give it a little more body and the more stiffness, they put old pieces of paper in there. Like, you know, somebody open all the you'll find a newspaper inside, you know. Right? Well, they were doing it with Sorim. Right? Taking sticking this over there, the Mishabura wrote that you have to stop the people which were using the worn out Kisei Kodesh for the purpose of binding, putting in the binding, that would be an act of as you attach it, it damages it, so that's mamash actively destroying Kisei Kodesh by doing so. That's also okay. Vim Kain. So once there's a tanai on them, so the pieces which are cut off don't have a kedusha, never had a kedusha, so there's no dinamim matzah. This tanai that he said is if you put that you're not putting kedusha on the part which is going to be cut off. Now, Zakt Mishra Vaiter, Aguda b'Masechta Sefer from Perek Vov. Aguda was one of the Rishonim, so in the section of his sefer where he deals with the halachas of svarim, he has the following version over there: hamachatech b'svarim. The person's cutting off a piece from a sefer. That's our scenario. B'chadoshim mutter, b'yishanim aser. Once it's been used one time, that it gets a full kedusha on it, and now if you cut it off afterwards, it's too late. So that's already that's also to do it, and you can't cut it off. But if you haven't used yet, it's chadashim, they haven't been used yet. It's just like you haven't really finished the process of making them; they're not fully kodesh. Then you'll be able to cut it off. But the chadashim kehisum itkiladami. So as long as they're still new, the tanai is like we said, like there's a tanai. So you didn't put a kedusha just by designating it, or by writing on it. Printing the sefer, right? That's not that doesn't create the kedusha yet because you might still cut it off. Elamai, what you designated for that purpose? Hazmana gam ken lav milsehi. We have a rule that hazmana is not considered significant. Designation alone, without actually using it, doesn't create a full kedusha. So a sefer which is made to learn in, till you learn in it, it doesn't have full kedusha. So as long as they're chadashim, so the tanai is valid. But once you used it as a sefer, that becomes a sefer. So then it's too late, the tanai is too late, and the whole thing becomes kaddish. That's how the Mishnah understands it. So, in the most tradition here, they bring this in a case where they printed a sefer, they haven't learned from it yet, and a person wants to then tear out a page to use. I mean, you can't, the page includes words of Torah, so you can't. But if I have a valid use for that page, even though I'm damaging the sefer, I'm allowed to do that. Because it hasn't been learned in yet. Because it doesn't, even though you printed it, what we're saying over here is printing alone is not, it still goes under the umbrella of the din of hazmana, preparing it for usage. So, but not actually using it. To give you an interesting question where this plays out, binding sworn. So, the standard way to bind. The standard yeshivish way to bind, not the center, is you drill through it. So you're drilling out into, from the paper of the sefer. So what's the status of that paper? Right, so if you haven't used the sefer yet, So the Gilyonis don't have a kedusha on them yet. So you could throw out. But if it's a sandwich which wasn't used already. So some of you have like situation like they have now swarm stores which you can buy your sefer pre-bound. They sell gemoras pre-bound. So they haven't learned them yet. You know, the brand new printed gemoras, and they take them. They do that extra layer of binding, and they give it to you already bound. So that, but if it's already been used and you give it for binding, so that has kedusha on it, the gyarnis, and you would have to. See, even though there's no words over there, you would have to put it. It has a dinim of geniza. He just brings from Bayasha that even that situation, you shouldn't throw it into the garbage. You can't throw it out there. You can't. They don't need Geniza, but you can't throw it out. Derek Bizoyan. So if you double wrap it and you throw it out, so it's something, you know, plastics. It's not considered Derek Bizoyan because it's still going to be safe. Okay. Chaf Aleph. Okay, the next unpredictable piece of halacha. Where would this Mishnah talk about the status of writing on coins regards to the halachas of Kedusha, or writing on dollar bills, and God we trust? What's the status of that name of Hashem on the dollar bill? It's, of course, it's in Hilchos Taleika on Shabbos. Where else would you talk about it? All right? Okay. Happy korsim. Every korsim means that people, the usage over here is referring to people which are avid, devoted followers of Avodah Zorah. So a person who's known that he's undertaken to do Avodah Zorah. Shekosu lehem kisvi kodesh, em atzilim hasam, vaf pechol sorfon im haskara shebehen. We assume that they wrote the names of Hashem. Their kavana was thinking the shame of their avodah zarah. So those you can. So not only do you not save them, you have to destroy them. You can destroy them even though the name of Hashem is there, because it's not called burning Hashem's name, which would be usur. Lo sasun kein l'shem l'kechem. You're not allowed to destroy Hashem's name. Doesn't apply over here. It's almost a sefer Torah. It's written on klaf, ksav ashuris, with the correct ink. But it was written by a person who his intent is for avodah zarah. Imaskaros shekem and shem adukim, bevade kaso oisal neshem avodah skilulim. Their thought process is the shem of avodah zarah.
Is this only for those that were written by the Avikorsim or bought by the Avikorsim?
No, just written. Tell me it's written by them. Okay. Mikan Yesh Lahazar al Oysen Hamad Be'er Shal Zov Kesev. You have to be careful about these coins. Shatavu Oysen Havadukim L'Shem Avadis Gedulim. That they have these beautiful silver and gold coins, which were minted by people which are connected to Avodah Skedulim. Shasurim Litloisim Ala Sefer Torah. Apparently some people suggested using them as an adornment for the Sefer Torah. That's obviously incorrect. V'gamim L'Hachzik Sam B'Rishusoy. You cannot maintain them. El Yatichom Miyad Kedei Shal Yia Shum Zikaron L'Maseim. You need to melt it down, smelt the metal, to get rid of the name which is there. There should be no any type of remembrance of what they've done. Now, Harav, Rabbi Yehuda Miller, I have no idea who this is, and as far as I can recall, the only place he's quoted in Mishavura. I'm sure now that you can do one of these searches and see, but, right? Nistapik, imotel lahatichum. He's not sure that you're allowed to melt them, because Shema enam minim lavodas gedulim. Just because nowadays, we don't know exactly what people are, you know, what they're thinking about, etc. Okay, so maybe it's also to melt them down. You're destroying the name of Hashem. Ubachubas Chavas Yar Simon Tezayin Matir Lahatich Mabeish Shalshem Ben Dalid Shinasim Bimedinas Schweiden. So in Sweden, they had a coin which had the Hebrew name of Hashem, with the four letters of the Yud and the Yud and then the Hey, etc. So it's Mamash Hashem Hashem. And the Chavas Yar said, you're allowed, you know, they're not getting involved in the legal issues of melting down coins, right? And apparently that wasn't an issue. He says there'd be no issue of melting it down. So why is that? Mitam, kinitvu lahitziyam, when they minted them to use them in circulation. V'havlu ki'ilu nitvu beferish l'shem chol. Chemash v'megona mayin shom. So putting Hashem's name in such a way that it's just all it is a vehicle to adorn the coin, not that it should be Hashem for Hashem. That's as if you had kavanah that should not have a kedushas Hashem on it. It doesn't have the issur of destroying it. I cause of mashanogim beizem mekilah shemavorchem charlo gaben mos bekolachol menichem akliyim mos tesecher and kodesh lo yafa he oisin ayin shom. They put the money there in kodesh as a skula. You know, I'll do that. Vavachi also lahasim tesecher and kodesh davar shalchol al ken yesh limloy haminig. So there's two issues. One of them is like a the second issue is you can't use the Oren Kodesh for anything which is chulin. The first issue was that they had the names of the on these coins. They had the names of their a name written corresponding to thinking about the shame of an Avodah Zarah. So you put that Oren Kodesh. It's mamash mias to put it there.
What money did people put?
They had a minig, or they had a custom, not a minig. It wasn't. He's saying it's not a halachically correct minig. There was a custom that some people had this great idea. We'll gather up the coins for the charla, and as a skula to help the charla, you put it in the kodesh. It's like a skula. That was their thought process. So that was he's saying that's not such a great idea.
So in terms of the second reason. This is most tzedakah. It still comes to school regarding your kodesh.
Yep. As a matter of fact, Mishabura Paskins, Mishabura Paskins, which we had before.
Gather up what coins as a school of
see, the talisman of kodesh.
You can't put a chumash in the Aron Kodesh. The minute some people have, he says, the minute people still have
it. Stafka minute would back up and take all this.
Yeah, he holds it. It's a mamash also. Tas is mamash also. It's a nice minute, but it's not. But I have this every year on Simchas Torah. There's one person who puts a chumash in the Aron Kodesh, and I take it out, and he puts it back in. And I say, yeah, it's a part of the game. It's part of the game of. He says, I know you're going to take it out. He says, my minute to put it in. He says, okay, fine, but I'm going to take it out. He says, okay. So he puts it in, and then I take it out. It goes every year.
So basically just like Sefer Torah Tefillin is all you can put in. Some Tefillin has this very
Kedusha Sefer Torah is greater than Kedusha Tefillin unless you would have intent originally when you make it to hold Tefillin. You couldn't put Tefillin under either. Right. Some people have a minute they put a candle inside the Aron Kodesh. The Mishpura says it's also Osir. Like, I'm sorry. The only thing you put in the Hebatara, even putting a pulse in the Hebatara in the Aron Kodesh is a discussion in the place whether why that should be mutter. You know. So there's the Mishpura actually brings before that if they took the ureas off of the Sefer Torah. Let's say they had a urea which got damaged to the point you couldn't really fix it. So they would take the whole urea out and then write a new urea. So what do you do with all urea? You can't put the Aron Kodesh, which is Baruch Hashem. It's not a Sefer Torah anymore. So. You saw your minigong off. They put the chumash in the simple Torah. They put the chumash in the
Nor. The candle, the Neros.
Yeah. Yeah, they put the. Yeah. Mishabur Pasans is awesome. Compared to Kedushas, Kedushas Aron, it's Dabar Shalchol. Okay. This is the end of the conversation about saving swarm, etc. What is your question, C?
What money was collected?
I don't know. They had this minig. See, I don't know the minig. I wasn't there. There was this strange idea that people are sick and they need money to take care of their needs. They would go and collect money from the people in the shul. They pass around a bowl, and then they would take the bowl and stick it in their own Kurdish. Does that make any sense to you? No, that makes sense to me either. But that's what they did. Okay, I don't know. I know as much as I told you.
This is only in the Aron Kodesh. People throw things on top all the time.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay. We can talk about that also. But for now, we'll say it's okay. Okay.
Okay. It's not inside.
Okay. Now, if you hold, there's always a shita for goyim. And nowadays, when they write it, you know, they're being mechaven the shame, the bari olam. So, there's a sefer, Hilchos Geniza, which he brings that's their kavana that doesn't have this issue. He's kept it in the sefer or in Kurdish. You know,
they have the opposite problem. Instead of enough kedusha, they have to worry how you treat it.
So now, interesting question which comes up. I saw he deals with the question: are you allowed to take a dollar bill out of your pocket in the bathroom? He holds no.
Even in your pocket? Why in your pocket?
What?
Why even if it's in your pocket? In a single pocket?
We all make it, then Mikra then one kisui is enough. That kisui is a chumra. But Mikra then one kisui is enough. Mm-hmm. If I want to sit there in the bathroom and count my money, you know, I can't pull it out because you're not supposed to expose Hashem Hashem in the, you know, even Lashon Chol inside of the basic kisui. So, important suggestion, don't count your money in the bathroom. Okay. Sifkav Beis. So going back to now, we're dealing not with a fire which is consuming the building, etc. An item is caught on fire, and you want to obviously stop it from spreading. So what are you allowed to do? So teva shalchas bo ha'or. So you have a box. You have a metal. You have a wooden box. Wooden chest of drawers, whatever, something of that sort. And it caught fire. So you're not allowed to put out the fire directly. What you can do is, and this is not the same level of, we don't have the same level of behilus as we have where the house is on fire. So you're allowed to do something, but you can't put a fire out. It's a derisa, the rabbanon, putting out a fire. What you want to stop the fire from spreading. So Yachalifras or shall gadi mitida ha'acher shall tisarif. So smothering a fire puts the fire out. So you put this hide, which is moist enough that when the fire gets there, instead of the hide catching on fire, the hide's going to remain intact. It's moist enough; it's going to remain intact. So the fire gets there, it'll be smothered. It won't spread to the second half of the box, where there's no fire yet. You can cover the box with this or shal gadi, an example or shal gadi, and that prevents from spreading. Okay, new case. So you have a fire in one section. You want to block it that it shouldn't spread. So you want to put a barrier of kalim that when the fire gets there, the kalim will block the fire from spreading. So that can be, that's mutter. Even though the fire will eventually go out because of that. I feel like klicheres chadoshim. Now, let's take it a step further. So let's say it's earthenware. So earthenware, when the fire gets to it, so there's a chance that the reaction to the intense heat is they're going to burst. And for sure, if they're new and they haven't been tempered totally, that if they've been heated in the kiln, but they haven't been tempered totally, there's a good chance they're going to burst. And there's water inside of them. So I have a great idea. Put this barrier with these things. When the fire gets there, the heat will cause the kalim to burst. The water will come out and put out the fire. Great? Mutter also. Filo klicheres chadoshim melei yamayim. Shabbata yizbako kishadigil hamet leka. It's definitely going to burst when the fire gets there. It's still mutter. The gram kibui is mutter because it's not a direct kibui, it's only grama, and grama is mutter. Sakter amoa b'mokim seder. So that was a big mouthful that the Ramah just put in. The Mechaber seemed to say Gram Kibbe is mutter. He did not limit it to the scenario of when there's a danger or a loss. He said, that period, Malach is Aser, Grom is Mutter. Comes the Ramah, says, no, there's only Mutter B'makim Seder. So the Gemara actually, in Shabbos, the Gemara actually discusses Grom, and the Gemara says that it says, by Shabbos, they use the lashon of doing malach, asiya aser grama is mutter. So the Gemara seems to say that grama is mutter, not only in a makom and beseder. So the Ramah means in the Rabbanon. He learned that there's an issur the Rabbanon, mean a raisa grama is mutter, but Rabbanon it's aser, let's in a makom beseder. Okay. Zakti Mishnah Bura Nun Gimel, or Shal Gadi Lach. We're talking about the or of the Gadi, which is still wet, still moist. It hasn't been made into, it hasn't been processed totally, so it's full of liquid. So it's going to react to the fire by staying intact and smothering the fire. So this is going to be the issue of Muksa. The earth, which are still lachim, they haven't been processed and tanned, the whole tanning process, are muksa. So how do we do this? The tilt of muksa, mutim, mokim, seda, osi shapra, bimshitas. So the way we understand this halacha is they were matter tilt of muksa because of there is some element of danger of loss, etc. Chazal were matter tilt of muksa. Now take a look at the Bir Halacha over here. Let's the Mishvati Yisbaku Shalem Kach LaKabel. The Orbim Neich Shechadoshim. The nature was of these Kalim, they wouldn't handle the fire because they're new. Mashu Gemara feeling the Chavim is that. Even that was what his intent was. It wasn't just, he planned this thing out. I'm skipping the brackets. Gam ken shori kiven de huen ala grama, but the grama so it's mutter. Chen bochur shama da gam bedav kuf chav from a beis the mapik the grama shori the ksiblo sasul by malacha. See who the osur grama shori we do with a siya shirina begrama. So even though that's your intent, just like when you a siya you're doing it intentionally, the grama you're doing it intentionally, but it's mutter because it's grama. The gram kibui is mutter. Next per locha, the lav dafka be kibui. Now I might think it's only by kibui, which kibui is malacha shenetich leguf. It's only derabanan to start with. So gram kibui is mutter, but what about a malacha the rice? No, lav dafka kibui the malacha shenetich leguf. The filum chol malacha is a din kain mechinal. The drasha of losasim by malacha is a drasha the rice. So the rice of grama is not usher on Shabbos. Okay, now defining what is called grama, what is called maisa is there are svarim written on the topic, defining that. But once you get it to the status of what's called a grama, so that's as opposed to something which is called a maisa, is going to be mutter. Okay, let's stop here.